Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Persistent high surf and flooding along California's coast have led to the death of at least one man. A historic pier in the city of Santa Cruz also crashing into the ocean because of the high waves. A brief scare in Paris today, but no, it was not a repeat of the Notre Dame fire.
Eiffel Tower administrators telling ABC News that at 10:50 a.m. local this morning, a short circuit in an elevator shaft between the second floor and top of the tower triggered a fire alarm. According to routine procedure, the tower was evacuated. There were no injuries. The problem was dealt with promptly, and firefighters have now left the location. An investigation is underway to find out more. The tower will reopen today, up to the second floor. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
The man accused of setting a woman on fire in a New York City subway train has been charged with murder and arson. Police say he is a Guatemalan migrant who was deported in 2018 but made his way back into the U.S. Markets close early today for the holiday. The Dow right now up 200 points. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is celebrating a successful elk hunt after the season officially closed on Friday. According to DNR officials, this year's hunt was the first that gave hunters the opportunity to harvest elk in both the northern and central elk zones. Eight hunters in total were randomly selected for this year's elk hunt from an application pool of over 25,000. All four hunters in the central elk zone, two hunters in the northern elk zone, and tribal hunters successfully harvested a bull elk during the season. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding anglers across the state that the early catch-and-release season for inland trout will open next weekend. According to a press release, the season will run from January 4th through May 2nd, during which anglers can only use artificial lures and must immediately release any trout they catch. Anglers will be allowed to keep those trout beginning on May 3rd. Anyone planning to participate in the catch-and-release season will need a valid fishing license and an inland trout stamp. The Superior City Council has adopted an amended agreement with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation to provide additional funding for the Hammond Avenue Reconstruction Project. The project had originally been expected to receive about $1.4 million in state funding to help offset the total cost of $5.2 million. The city has now secured an additional $500,000 in funding through the Surface Transportation Program. Phase 2 construction on the project is expected to take place in 2025. Law enforcement authorities are investigating the circumstances of a single vehicle crash that killed a Downing woman on Sunday. According to the Barron County Sheriff's Department, the crash occurred at around 7:30 a.m. in the Prairie Farm area. Their initial investigation found that the vehicle had gone off the road and rolled. When authorities arrived on the scene, they found the 44-year-old woman outside of the vehicle, and she was flown to Regents Hospital in St. Paul, where she later died. There were no other passengers in the car. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers shut out the Saints. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was Green Bay over New Orleans at Lambeau Field 34-0. I asked safety Xavier McKinney what's been the difference in the Packers' defense.
Our disguise is fooling a lot of these quarterbacks, and especially somebody like him. He's a young quarterback. He hasn't seen a lot of things yet. He hadn't got a lot of experience. So, like, when we disguise him, man, they don't know what they're seeing.
The Saints now fall to 5-10. Quarterback Spencer Rattler after the loss.
Just embarrassing. Put it on myself. Played not good at all. Just didn't have any answers.
NBA, the Bucks over the Bulls, 112-91. Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard given the night off. Bobby Portis with 19 points, 13 rebounds.
Obviously, Dame and Giannis out. I know the severity of the situation. Have to step up, and it's always next man up mentality. So I'm always a confident guy, but I know with those two, I'll have to, you know, shoulder just a little bit more.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Cloudy today, but comfortable with high temperatures tapping 30 degrees. Patchy fog builds back in this evening and continues throughout tomorrow morning and into the afternoon. It'll be a cloudy and dreary day with high temperatures slightly above freezing in the low 30s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 27.
The Todd Alba Show.
UW System spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people at Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Happy holidays, everyone. I'm Maggie Dawn. I'm on a little bit of a break, but not to worry. Host of Amicus, Jim Santel, guest host next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Merry Christmas Eve. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Real quickly, we want to congratulate our grand prize winners from the statewide Text to Win Grown-Up Gift List Contest. Chris picked up a snowblower. Evelyn, listening in Madison on WMDX, a robot vacuum. Angie, an espresso machine. Michelle, listening on WFHR, picked up that humidifier. Rosemary, that robot vacuum. We have been promised cat pictures riding on the robot vacuum from Rosemary. And listening here on WAUK, picked up an espresso machine. And Dan, WLCX in La Crosse, with a set of luggage. Still one winner that we're trying to contact.
That phone number is 262.
No, the snowblower is already gone.
Darn it!
Chris got the snowblower. Sorry about that.
But drat!
If you have not yet downloaded the Civic Media app, you should do so. It's absolutely free, and we will be playing this statewide Text to Win contest again, I am sure.
Yeah.
So download the Civic Media app. It's really useful. It's very handy. You'll like it.
And it's free.
It's absolutely free. As Greg Bach would say. Coming up after the bottom of the hour news, we're going to have our cookie exchange with a slight wrinkle and then talk about the rankings of favorite Christmas treats.
Yeah.
Right now, though, we would love to know what your family Christmas traditions are.
Yes.
What you do on Christmas Eve, what you do on Christmas Day. 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream. On Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, Alicia on the live stream, a merry, merry Christmas and wonderful, joyful holidays. A Christmas tradition we have is I get my kids each an ornament for the tree over Thanksgiving weekend. And Christmas morning, we always start with Pillsbury cinnamon rolls.
Wow.
Ooh, yummy.
Nice.
Yum. That sounds good.
Ooh, now I'm getting hungry.
So, Greg, what will you do tonight for Christmas Eve?
So for Christmas, so it's actually, the tradition's a little bit different now. We used to, every year we would go to my sister's house on Christmas Eve night, hang out, eat pizza, and then we'd all go to bed, and then we'd wake up in the morning and we'd do presents in the morning. And then we'd have a Christmas breakfast, just very simple, very, you know.
Bacon and eggs or
something
like that?
My sister makes this really good egg bake that's really tasty. And then we get, like, Bridget and I get our shoes and socks on, get our jackets on, get cargo, ring right to Racine to visit her mom. And then we spend the rest of the day there. Then we have Christmas dinner. And usually my mom shows up. My mother-in-law's house, it's an open-door policy, basically. Once presents are done.
Everybody's welcome?
Everyone's welcome. That's come on nice. In, hang out for as little or as long as you'd like. But just come in if you have nowhere to go. Come hang out with us. We'll be your family for the night.
Oh, that's lovely.
And so this year it's changed a little. We're not going to be staying at my sister's house tonight. We're going to be going there, but then we're going to come home tonight because it's just gotten to the point for me personally that like I would have to sleep on the couch.
Oh, and then you don't get a good night's sleep.
I fall asleep around 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And then we wake up at 7.
No.
And then I have to go run.
And then you're crabby all Christmas Day.
I am super crabby on Christmas Day. So this year we're going to do it. We're going to go down there this afternoon, evening, like early evening. And we're going to eat pizza, open some presents. I don't want to totally upend their tradition of the morning because I love Christmas morning.
Yeah.
I don't like opening presents on Christmas Eve, but my sister's being super, super accommodating. And I was ready to say, take your presents and you open them up tomorrow. I don't have to see it. I don't want it to like get in your way. Like,
right.
Very Wisconsin.
Very, very Wisconsin.
So we're going to open up some presents tonight. I'm going to have them open up the rest of the presents tomorrow. And then we're probably going to be looking at new traditions for next year because this was all started when my niece was newborn. She was born, she's a December baby, but she was born on the 30th. But my sister wanted her to always have Christmas at their house because she wanted her to have memories of their house.
That's, yeah, I understand
which is
that.
Important. Yep. I think it's great. My niece is 23 years old.
Oh, my.
My nephew is going to be 20 next year. They have plenty of those memories. So so that's actually really exciting now, exploring what the new traditions could be. We've even talked about going next year to California for Christmas for a couple of days. Maybe not Los Angeles, but something. But the options are open. I'm very, very excited. What about you, Jane?
I was texting with some of my sisters about this last night because obviously things are very different now that we're adults and we're all in our 60s and 70s. But when we were growing up, and there were six of us, remember, and we lived above a funeral home.
Yes.
And so on Christmas Eve, my older sisters and brother would get the littlest of us, and I was the youngest, and we would practice a Christmas play while my parents were upstairs making food and wrapping presents.
For a funeral home family, the stories you tell are quite theatrical.
We were all pretty expressive kids.
A bunch of Tennessee Williamses living in the house.
Pretty expressive kids. But so we would go practice in the chapels because there was all kinds of room down there.
And wonderful acoustics.
And we had a speaker system so you could have music.
Yeah.
And so after mom and dad were done wrapping the presents and getting the food ready, they would come downstairs and we would perform our Christmas play for them, which we did for years.
Was it different Christmas plays?
Different Christmas play every year. That was on my two older sisters. They organized the whole thing.
They write it?
They adapted 'Twas a Night Before Christmas. 'Twas a Night Before Christmas and all through the pad, not a creature was sleeping, not even Cool Dad. I remember. I know. I didn't say it was award winning.
No. I'm both impressed. And I mean, we're talking about if you're 60s and 70s, that means this was like in the 60s. So like, Cool Dad. What's a papa? Like,
exactly.
It's of the hip
he's
language.
A cool dad. So after the Christmas play, we would go upstairs and we used to pick names among the siblings.
Yeah.
And so we would exchange those presents.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got a present from a godmother or someone like that, we exchanged them on Christmas Eve. And then we would eat.
Yeah.
And it had to be certain things, though.
Okay.
It was cheese and sausage, which is so unusual.
Like just little appetizers?
Tons and tons of it.
Yeah, of course.
And then shrimp.
My mother-in-law.
We always had
shrimp and cocktail sauce.
Yep. And my father would have creamed herring. Ew. And then,
folks listening, I'm sorry for what you just had to hear right there. That's two things I despise, herring and anything creamed.
And then we would have, mom would make punch.
Usually, two punches?
There were probably two punches.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that with the frozen, the concentrate juice.
Yep.
And probably lots and lots of 7-Up.
Yeah.
So get us all good and wired to go to Midnight Mass.
Oh, you did, oh,
we
God.
We did Midnight Mass, and then we would come home, go to bed, and then Christmas Day is when we did presents from Santa.
Yeah, see, that's what my sister's going to do tomorrow is that presents from Santa. Even though the kids are grown, they know that's, I mean, they know that Santa's working right now. But it's, they still get their presents from Santa. And what I always loved that my sister did is that I think a lot of parents would do this tradition of, you know, if you ask for a bike, if you were a little kid and you asked for a bike, this is the bike from Santa. That's never how they did it. Santa only gives them small presents.
Oh.
Presents they need in their everyday life. Maybe some lip gloss. Maybe a new pair of gloves. Maybe something small but usable and very, very, like, it's the big presents that come from mom and dad. So if it was a
That's
new phone
really
or a brand new, like, you know, whatever that, you know, what, you know, they
roller skates,
exactly,
a skateboard,
exactly, that came from mom and dad. The new shirts they need come from Santa because he's there to help you with what you need.
He gives you the practical stuff.
I really,
Santa brings socks.
I always loved that. I thought that was really cool because I mean, it's like, thanks Santa. It's like, I got you the bike.
That's real. That's really interesting.
I think it's a smart way to do it.
I think so too.
Yeah.
855-752-4842. What are your Christmas Eve, Christmas Day traditions? What's the food you have to have? What's the one thing, that one dish that everyone mm-hmm. has to have? What are your traditions? 855-752-4842. Calvin, what happens at the Butenhof Castle?
Yes. So growing up, we always did Christmas Eve night, we would go to my mom's side of the family, and then we would wake up Christmas Day, and usually, I guess, at my mom's side of the family, we'd just do, like, appetizer stuff, like, yeah. I guess, like, shrimp cocktail, yeah. cheese and sausage, tacos, just, like, easy stuff. Everyone brings something.
Right.
And then go home, go to bed, wake up, do Santa quick in the morning, and then we would go to my dad's side and have brunch, and then come home and play with her.
Presents. Play with the toys and take naps.
That's an efficient use of and when you think about that, too, like, I never realized that until after I got married and we started, I got included into Bridget's family, is that everything's done in 24 hours. You go into Christmas, you're going to Christmas Eve at my sister's house by 4 o'clock. Dinner is served by my mother-in-law's house the next day by 4 or 5 o'clock. And by dinner, you're done.
Yeah.
You're done.
Yeah.
And all of that work, all of those things happen.
And
in
all the anticipation, right?
And then do either of you, I'm sure both of you are going to say no, but do either of you get a little bit of the sads on Christmas night or Christmas to the 26th?
Like, I get that. Well, there's so much buildup and there's so much anticipation that, and it's over so quickly, as you said, mm-hmm. it's a little bit of a letdown.
I mean, I love the fact that, like, we make the presents last so long because there's so many of us, but
everybody watches the one person open.
We did that one year, 4.5 hours because there were 8 of us.
Oh my goodness.
So this year what we do is everyone gets a present. We open at the same time. Ta-da. We present a little bit and then you go move on because we can't because we're like we ate at 8 o'clock one night.
My goodness, that's way too late. Andrew from Maine wants to know if my parents hid presents in the coffins. No, they did not do that, Andrew. That's really funny. But I remember very vividly looking for my presents one year, and I found them, and it ruined Christmas.
I found my presents once as well.
It ruined
it. And I was
it.
Really upset. I was because I never looked. I found these accidentally. I never looked for presents.
Yeah.
I didn't want to.
The first time and last time I ever did that. And you know what I was so excited about getting? The game Feely Mealy. Let me know if anybody remembers that game. Feely Mealy, 855-752-4842. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and, like, newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no healthcare policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. 3 times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and the Calvinator on the board coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Merry Christmas Eve. We're doing a lighter dose of the show today.
Yeah, we're having fun.
We're having some fun. We have our cookie exchange coming up after 11:33, and then we're going to look at the America's most popular Christmas treats. I think there's some debate involved with that.
Absolutely.
Especially with what's coming in, number one. But right before we went to the break, and we're going to wrap it up today with a This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Yeah.
It's the Do You Know Why I Pulled You Over edition, holiday edition.
Yeah.
Of This Shouldn't Be a Thing coming up around 11:51. Right before we went to the break, we were talking about looking for Christmas presents, and I found mine one year, and I never did it again.
Yep.
But the toy I really, really wanted was called Feely Mealy. And someone from Madison actually texted in a link that it's like, yep, that's the game. It was a really silly game.
Yeah.
So it's a box, and you can have 4 people stick their hand in the box.
Yeah.
And there's plastic figurines in there. And if I remember correctly, all you had to do was identify what the thing was. It's a spider. It's a horse. It's a dog. That's what I remember. But yeah, so I found that game and I never looked for my presents again because it ruined it.
I found it on eBay for $55 if you want it.
$55?
Yeah, $55.
What kind of ranking does it get?
Let's see here. There's a complexity ranking out of 5. This gets a 1.
That sounds accurate.
And I think that would take Feely Mealy to the next level would if you added a moisture aspect to it. Like whether it's like water or a slime or something. Then it's like, eyeball or something like that, you know? Like tiny horse. Everyone knows a tiny horse.
2025 like. Version of Feely Mealy. Mm-hmm. Greg Bach. I like it.
Yep.
Calvin, you said you found some interesting trivia about this.
Yeah. So I Googled Feely Mealy just to see what it was all about. And one of the articles that came up, and I've actually seen this movie in the Conjuring franchise of horror films. There's a movie called Annabelle Comes Home, and it features the Warren family's Museum of Evil that they have in their house. And one of the Easter egg things in the background of the museum is a haunted Feely Mealy.
A haunted Feely Mealy.
You're going to lose a finger to the devil.
Oh, man. Arr. That is hilarious.
That's
hilarious. 855-752- 4842. Charles from Milwaukee, thank you for your patience, Charles, and thank you for joining us. What did you want to say?
Well, I have a story also. I was about 8, and I still believed in Santa Claus at that time. And but I've been used to helping my dad around the house and stuff. And up in our my shared bedroom with my brother was this little crawl space and had this little door on it. And for some reason, I got the idea to unscrew the door hinges. And I popped the door off, and I think my brother and I looked in, and there were two sleds. So I realized then, no more Santa. But we did find out what our gifts were. But I don't think our parents ever did find out. But
That's what did it. That's you found. They never guessed that you found him.
I don't think they did. No.
Well, thank you very much for sharing that. That's the thing is, like.
Appreciate it, Charles. Have a Merry Christmas. Thank you.
I didn't go look. It was in the basement underneath the stairs, and I was looking for a laundry basket. And the laundry baskets were right there next to the stairs. And when I pulled the laundry basket, I saw a labyrinth set. I'm like, what is this? And I pulled them, and I realized that they were and I pushed them right back. I never went. Because I personally love to be surprised on Christmas morning. I don't want to find the presents. I never wanted to find the presents.
Again, I did it that one year, and I regretted it, and it was so awkward trying to pretend to be surprised.
Yay, especially feeling mealy.
I know, right? Calvin?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to ruin the surprise either. That I was going to say something else, then I lost my
No worries. It's Christmas Eve. We're just in the spirit.
Yeah, we're
in the spirit. Oh, by the way, that was a special bumper music from a group called Latke con Salsa. Latkes con Salsa.
Like latkes?
Latkes.
Latkes, okay.
Yeah, latkes con Salsa. And because tomorrow is also Hanukkah.
Yes, indeed.
So it's been called Chrismica for a while.
Merry Happy Chrismica.
Happy Chrismica. The celebration of both Jewish and Christian festivities, popularly known as Chrismica, in 2024, Hanukkah begins at sundown on Christmas Day, which is actually pretty rare.
It doesn't happen often, no, but this is great. And I have some Jewish friends. I said, they're going to light the menorah. They're going to hand out presents. They're going to do the whole thing.
They're going to combine them.
Yep.
I think a lot of households who might be interfaith do that. They celebrate both Christmas and Hanukkah. But I found that song with a little, it's weird to hear a dreidel song with a little island vibe, a little salsa vibe to it.
Salsa sounds good right
salsa
now.
Salsa sounds good. All right. We're going to talk Christmas cookies and our Christmas cookie exchange. And then we're going to go through the ranking of America's favorite Christmas desserts. You can text it in if you already have one and you know which one you love the most. 855-752-4842. Leave a comment. If you're watching in the live stream, by the way, Santa is in the air. NORAD is tracking him. He is approaching Chelyabinsk, Russia in about 2 minutes. He was just in Kazakhstan.
Okay, there we go.
So NORAD is tracking him. If you have some little ones at home and you want to do this, go to noradsanta.org and stay close. News is coming up next. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski has announced $70 million in funding for public schools across the state. The funding comes from the Common School Fund, which is the sole source of financial support for things like books and technology for the vast majority of public school libraries across the state. The $70 million distribution marks the largest amount of funding handed out in the nearly 200-year history of the Common School Fund. Those distributions have nearly doubled over the last few years. Wisconsin court officials say mental health evaluations for people facing criminal charges are taking longer. According to Department of Health Services data, the number of people facing charges who were ordered to be evaluated for competency has grown from about 1,600 to 2,600 over the last 5 years. The number of people ordered to undergo treatment to restore competency has seen a similar increase. Officials say the DHS needs more funding to continue growing their competency services and mental health workforce. Law enforcement authorities are searching for the owner of a truck that was found abandoned off West Skyline Parkway in Duluth. According to the Duluth Police Department, the truck was found down a steep embankment near Enger Tower on Friday, but the owner of the vehicle was nowhere to be found. Crews managed to tow the truck back onto the road, and authorities are now looking for an explanation as to how the truck ended up abandoned in the area. They say they're currently working to determine who the vehicle is registered to. A Sawyer County man accused of stabbing his father to death and attacking his mother in May of 2020 has been sentenced to be recommitted to a mental institution. According to court documents, 38-year-old Peter Farnsworth entered guilty plea to 3 felonies at a sentencing hearing last week, but was then found not guilty by reason of mental disease or defect. Farnsworth was ordered to be committed to the Mendota Mental Health Institute in Madison for at least the next 8 years, and potentially for life, depending on his progress. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In trying to make Christmas sexy news, Kim Kardashian has put out a new music video. The reality TV personality released a video under her brother-in-law Travis Barker's label. She used a breathy version of her own rendition of Santa Baby, one of the worst Christmas songs ever, and put images of herself crawling through a party in a blonde wig and skin-colored jeggings. I'm not sure if she realizes it either, but her cleavage was totally showing. I'm sure she's going to give that editor an earful. In the video, there's a donkey, Mary and Joseph, people fighting, people raking money, and a bonfire while people play Twister. For what seems like an eternity, Kim crawls through the chaos with her own singing as a backdrop until she finally stops between Santa's legs and looks up to find it's really Macaulay Culkin. The only good thing about the video is that her singing mercifully stops along with the music about midway through, so it's just her crawling with weird images. It's just something you have to see for yourself, folks. You can check it out free on YouTube, but you'll still want your money back. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Cloudy today, but comfortable with high temperatures tapping 30 degrees. Patchy fog builds back in this evening and continues throughout tomorrow morning and into the afternoon. It'll be a cloudy and dreary day with high temperatures slightly above freezing in the low 30s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 27.
Earl Ingram.
Chuck from East Troy. Good morning to you, Chuck. You say what?
I have a bone to pick with you. Since my wife discovered Civic Media 2 years ago, we are addicted to Civic Media, and you are one of the ringleaders. So anyway, I just want to thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, Chuck, man, thank you very much for the call. Tell your wife I said thank you, and it's an honor and a privilege.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the deceased actor Jimmy Stewart. Don't ask me how we got him. He's going to talk about his film, It's a Wonderful Life. And then Santa joins me to talk about his illustrious career.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
I sure do like
those Christmas cookies, sugar.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Mach, and Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our home here at Radio Ranch in Racine. You can always join us, Radio Park. It could be a ranch. That was kind of a Texas kind of twang thing.
It totally was, but now I'm calling it Radio Ranch from now on. That's what's
other stuff. Radio Ranch here in Racine, where you can always join us at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Putz de Leon continues to actively ruin.
Partner.
Radio Ranch, yeehaw. Before we went to the break, we were talking about searching for Christmas presents and finding them early.
Yeah.
And I found this Feely Mealy game that I really wanted. This is from the 1960s. Pam, listening in Wisconsin Rapids, says, I remember getting a Mattel Maker Fun Flowers gift around 1966. You poured this liquid into tiny molds, heated it up, and then you had these colorful flowers to attach to whatever. Merry Christmas. Thank you, Pam. Merry Christmas to you and yours. My brothers had something like
that. Wait, describe that again.
You poured liquid into tiny molds, heated it up, and then it came out with these beautiful plastic flowers.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was thinking of the crystals, when you put the crystals into the mold.
No, this was, if I'm remembering correctly, because my brothers had something like that, that thing heated up, because they would make little cars, like little matchbox cars, that thing heated up to like 900 degrees. They let us play with stuff that could kill you all the time.
And painted with this lead-based paint.
Exactly. I'm going to have to ask my brother what that thing was, but that was a dangerous, dangerous toy.
Oh, God.
Tom from LA is on the line. Good morning, Tom. Thank you for joining us. Merry Christmas Eve. How you doing?
Yeah, good morning, Jane. First, if I sound out of breath, it's because I'm working out while I'm doing this.
Oh.
But when I when I was young, I wanted the 2XL talking robot. And I don't know if anyone knows that one or not, but it was a 2XL talking robot. My sister and I went snooping, and I found it. But then for some reason, I was told I wasn't getting it. So then my parents put it under the tree, and I actually ripped all the wrapping paper basically off and saw that it was still, that still was the gift that I was wanting. So even though, cause I think they found out, if I remember correctly, they found out that I found it down in the basement, and they said, well, you're not going to get it now.
Yeah.
That fair enough, right? But then they came through for you in the end, Tom.
Exactly. But I ripped open that present little by little until I could see what the name of it was. And it said 2XL Talking Robot. And I still to this day have that thing. And I love that item. That's one of my favorite. Nice.
That's great. I wish I still had some. I wish I had that Feely Mealy game. I could get $55 for it on eBay.
It's still on eBay, Jane, for $55. They haven't gotten it yet.
Thank you so much, Tom. Merry Christmas to you and yours. All right, let's talk treat rankings.
Mm.
America's favorite Christmas desserts. This is in Newsweek magazine. I take issue with what's coming in at number one with 40%. Pumpkin pie.
Wait, what holiday? Is that Christmas?
America's favorite Christmas desserts, according to this article in Newsweek magazine, pumpkin pie, chosen by 40% of Americans. I don't buy it.
I think that's just because people, like, no.
Dana from La Crosse texting in, I miss my late grandma's sandbackel, if I'm saying that correctly, and rosette cookies, the best ever.
That's nice.
She probably used the spritzer?
Yeah.
To make the cookies? I tried that once, never again.
Yeah, pumpkin pie is fine. I'll eat pumpkin pie, but it is not my number one favorite dessert. It's not my number one favorite holiday dessert.
Not by a long shot.
It's, no.
Apple pie, number two.
Interesting.
With 27%.
Doesn't feel like a holiday pie to me.
It does not at all.
No.
Pecan pie at 25%.
Also not a holiday pie.
Well, see, that I would, yes.
See, to me, like a holiday dessert is like cookies. Christmas cookies or a Christmas pie of some sort, but not something you can buy. To me, a holiday dessert is something you make or buy specifically at that time. I can buy a pumpkin pie any day of the year.
So what would be a Christmas pie then?
I don't know. That's a thing. I'm racking my brains.
Calvin?
Well, if the list is exclusively pies, I think it just kind of turns into a list of favorite pies.
This list brought to you.
No, this is there's more stuff than this is America's favorite Christmas desserts.
So I don't know.
We got pumpkin pie, apple pie, pecan pie, then cake.
Cake?
At 22%.
Just cake.
It just says cake.
The food or the band? What? I'm sorry.
Sugar cookies, 21%.
See, like peppermint bark. I know it's not everyone's jam, but that's like something specific you make.
I can go with that.
Excuse me. For Christmas. It looks Christmassy, but apple pie, just what?
Chocolate chip cookies, 18%. America's favorite Christmas desserts.
God, we are boring.
Brownies at 16%.
Maybe with a...
You could do green and red sprinkles on it.
Exactly, with a minty whipped cream or something. I don't know. I'm just trying to... This is disappointing to me. This is solely disappointing to me.
I did not mean to disappoint you. Today of all days.
I'm not upset, people. I'm just disappointed.
America's favorite Christmas desserts, according to Newsweek magazine, hot chocolate. That's a is that a dessert?
No, get out of my country.
Gingerbread cookies, 11%.
See, that's just candy canes. I know it's not. It's candy, but still, like, it's more, it's...
Specific to the holidays.
Yes.
Cherry pie, 10%. Cinnamon rolls, 10%.
This is
cinnamon rolls, though, for Christmas morning.
I agree.
I can go along with that.
I'm really upset that cinnamon rolls didn't rank higher. I feel like they would have gone the first or second round.
Well, the next one's going to make you lose your mind.
What?
Cupcakes. Just 8%.
Cupcakes. People, what are we doing right now?
Is this America? Fruitcake at 7%.
I'm surprised it ranked that high.
It beat out the Yule logs and Swiss rolls. At 4%.
What's a Yule log? Like, something, I know a Yule log is...
Something, well, let's look it up.
Welcome to Jane and Greg Go to Google today.
855-752-4842. If you would like to weigh in on the best Christmas desserts.
Yeah.
We are taking issue with some of these that Newsweek has listed.
It's a difficult one to do because I bet you there's a lot of people out there who like, oh, what's your favorite? Oh, it's a dessert my grandma used to make. You know, it's a dessert.
Sparkle. Whatever.
Holiday sparkles.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so they can't rank because they're not going to make it. But yet we get pie, cake, and cupcakes. Like, cool deal.
Alicia says, apple pie strikes me as a 4th of July kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, apple pie, cherry pie, blueberry pie.
Pie is not, I do not think of.
Of Christmas pie.
I understand why people say pumpkin pie at Christmas because we do it at Thanksgiving. It's a holiday. They have similar meals attached. But people, come on, man. We're supposed to be America.
News texting in. Newsweek is a horrible source.
Well, yeah. And that's the other thing, too, is that it's Newsweek.
Oh, that's funny. Lefse, a Norwegian Christmas tradition. Lefse is great. Lutefisk, yeah. Not so much.
No. Creamed herring. No.
Not so much. America's most popular Christmas desserts, according to Newsweek magazine. We take issue with some of these.
I take issue with the fact that more people aren't calling in, texting, and see, there we go. With just anger.
Frustration.
This
with,
is
with Newsweek. This is just wrong.
This is a travesty. A pure travesty.
Alicia on the live stream. Now we know that Newsweek is fake news.
Yep. This is bunk.
Because of this, America's favorite Christmas desserts, putting pumpkin pie at number one, apple pie number two, pecan pie at number three, cake, followed by sugar cookies.
What's your favorite thing to do at the holidays? Fun!
Chocolate chip cookies, brownies, hot chocolate, gingerbread cookies, cherry pie, cinnamon rolls, cupcakes, fruitcake, and Yule logs or Swiss rolls.
I would consider... Hot cocoa to be a dessert. If you threw some whipped cream on there.
Lots of whipped cream.
With like an edible like candy straw.
Okay.
You know that like it's something you build. It once again, it's something you do at the holidays. I can have hot cocoa
anytime.
In March.
Exactly.
But I'm not going to make, grandpapa's hot cocoa dessert mix. You know, like put some thought into it. Newsweek, you're on my list.
Try harder next year.
Yeah.
Try a little harder. 855-752-4842 if you would like to join our very serious conversation. Rick from Waukesha is on the line. Good morning, Rick. Thank you so much for joining us. Merry Christmas Eve.
You too. I think maybe people might be afraid to call us in like me, but Schamtorts.
Schamtorts.
Schamtorts as a dessert. Like with strawberries.
Yes.
How do you spell that? Schamtorts?
It's S-C-H. Right, Rick? Scham, S-C.
It's a German.
Yep.
No, I'm the worst speller, but it's a German kind of a dessert.
Schamtort. My mother used to make it. I haven't thought about that in years, Rick.
Oh,
there it is.
My mother would make really big ones. You know, it was like two pieces of pie size.
Wow.
You know, with a half a bowl of strawberries on top.
That sounds
Those
delicious.
Look amazing.
Yeah, they were really good. Well, Rick, I haven't thought. Thank you for bringing back that memory. I haven't thought about that in a long time. Thank you so much, Rick, for calling, and Merry Christmas to you and yours. Alice and Cudahy texting in. They did not do the survey in Wisconsin. I think you're right about that.
I don't think they did a survey in America.
Carol in Waukesha, candy cane pie. Ooh.
Yeah.
Chocolate peppermint pudding with whipped cream and crushed candy cane on top. Eggnog muffins and Stollen. Cinnamon hard candy from Nicole in Madison. The kids love making this and giving it as gifts. Texter in Waukesha says mincemeat pie.
That's not a dessert.
It is, according to this texter. Pam in Rapids, grasshopper pie with cream de menthe liquor filling and Oreo crust. Ooh. My sister's specialty.
Okay, I mean, I'll buy it if it's a holiday thing.
Grasshopper pie.
Yeah,
liking that.
But if you're making it every gathering, then a holiday pie.
855. Boy, you have so many rules.
I do.
855-752-4842. Ricky from Nina is on the line. Good morning, Ricky, and Merry Christmas Eve.
Hello,
Ricky. Are you there?
Yeah, okay, I got a beep, sorry. Yeah, I wanted to weigh in on that. Pecan pie, you know, I can let that one go because you don't see that very often. You know, you can't associate it really with any other holiday. Pumpkin pie, I think, is strictly reserved for, you know, Thanksgiving and around Halloween and stuff like that. But I don't get the hate on fruitcake because you can make a fruitcake that does taste good.
Really?
I've only eaten it once a year. Yeah, you just skip the dried apricots. That's what really kills it.
It's like that's the problem with those cakes is that they lose moisture.
And get really dry.
They just become paperweights.
Well, it's good to know, Ricky, that a good fruitcake can be made.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll give it a shot next year. And skip the apricots is your recommendation.
Yeah, and then I wanted to throw in there mincemeat pie. I always like a mincemeat pie.
But for a dessert?
Yeah, for a dessert. Because, you know, technically you could eat it as a meal because it's own nutritious deal there. But, you know, yeah, as a dessert, sure. You throw enough whipped cream on top of anything and it's a dessert.
I appreciate it, Ricky. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas to you and yours. Andrew in Maine, my mom made double layer fudge each December. Ooh, peanut butter over chocolate. Fudge was absolutely a Christmas thing.
I haven't had in our house piece of fudge in a long time.
It was, yep, absolutely had to have fudge. All right, we have one more break to go. This shouldn't be a thing. You know why I pulled you over edition? Mm-hmm. And the cookie exchange coming up. This is Matt Nair on air. You're listening to the best statewide, countrywide, and global Civic Media Radio Network. Kissing and a hug. That's why I eat Christmas cookies all year long. Oh, take it away, boys.
I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe.
I sure do. You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah,
That was a lot better than the original person.
Oh my gosh. I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think he's right. Because now I know. Now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's tugging on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
The Todd Allbus Show.
UW System spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people at Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, and Sweet Calby on the board. Coming to you live from our home at Radio Park in Racine.
It's Radio Ranch now.
You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same. 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is Christmas Eve. Checking the NORAD Santa tracker. He was just in the United Arab Emirates heading for Tehran. And we'll include the link for that if you want to share it with your little ones as Santa makes his way around the world. All right, we've been putting this off all morning, and we better get around to it because I'm so embarrassed. I forgot my cookies for the cookie exchange.
Calvin, do you buy that? Do you buy that she forgot her cookies?
I was here when she realized it, so I believe her.
Thank you. Seriously, I came in and I sat down, and I was like, oh, my God, because I saw Calvin's container. And I'm like, I actually forgot to bring my cookies. You know what I did bring? I brought the recipe book that I got it from.
Which cookie did you make?
I made the chocolate cherry cheers.
Okay.
Mine don't look anything like that.
Oh, trust me. Mine look...
not even remotely close.
Yeah, mine look nothing like the book.
Mine look like something with a big blob of chocolate on top. But they taste pretty good. They can last till Monday. I'll bring you some. Calvin, what did Mom Butenhoff make?
Yeah, so she made her sour cream cookies passed down. I don't think they're especially a Christmas cookie other than that she only makes them for Christmas and puts red and green sprinkles on them.
And Greg Bach, what are these?
Those are called peanut butter thumbprints.
Peanut butter thumbprints.
Because you put a thumbprint on the cookie and then you put a chocolate candy on top.
What chocolate candy did you opt for?
Mini Snickers.
That's a good choice.
Yeah, they couldn't say the name on the in the book, so it's like it read very generic, like peanut butter thumbprint cookie with chocolate candy topping. Like so, yeah, it's a peanut butter cookie with
a mini Snickers on top.
With a mini Snickers on top,
you can't. That's hard. It's hard to go wrong with.
Just
that.
Be careful when you're eating it because it kind of falls apart fast.
Those look really good. Yeah. All right, I will dive into those. In just a little bit. It's 11:54. We better get around to it. It's time for it, Calvin.
Ho, 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 ho. This shouldn't be a thing. Ho, 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 ho.
Today, it is the You Know Why I Pulled You Over edition of This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Headline reads, driver stopped in Wyoming for covering car in Christmas lights from Ben Hooper. Police in Wyoming reminding people to decorate their homes for Christmas instead of their vehicles after a driver got pulled over with his car covered in Christmas lights. It looks great.
They're amazing.
It really looks cool. It's a Mustang, Ford Mustang. They actually, the Wyoming Highway Patrol put it up on social media showing this Ford Mustang pulled over by a trooper who noticed the entire vehicle was decked out in Christmas lights. The post reads, quote, as the holiday season approaches, we would like to remind you of a Wyoming statute. The statute in question states that no person shall drive or move any vehicle or equipment upon any highway with any lamp or device thereon capable of displaying a red or blue light visible from directly in front of the center thereof. Well, that cleared it right up.
Boy, do they write ballot measures for Wisconsin?
Sure.
My goodness.
Like the post said that while decorating a car might look cool and be festive, we would like to remind you it is illegal. Please remember to stay safe when celebrating this season. I think this should be a required thing.
I saw two of them this year.
You did?
Yeah, on 94. And I think they're legal if you use white or amber lights. You can't use color lights. But I saw two because when you pass them, they're covered in tape.
Oh, I'm sure.
How and you're like, what is going on with that car? And you look closer, you're like, oh, they're covered in lights.
Oh.
Exactly.
Interesting.
Then you realize I got to keep my eyes on the road because I'm now staring at someone's car.
And that's a good point. And I can understand. Yes, I can understand why they don't want all of us to be driving around and moving Christmas trees on wheels. But the picture looks pretty cool.
The picture is very pretty.
How do you think that he attached all those?
Patience.
Glue?
Tape.
Probably his Mustang.
Probably tape. Because you can use gaff tape or blue tape. That will not damage surfaces. That's like painter's tape will do that.
Okay.
I mean, it probably won't last you very long. It's going to, especially if you're driving in a Mustang, it's going to rip off if you're driving fast.
If you're going too fast, sure.
I would say tape is going to be the best option. Let me see if I can zoom in.
That wraps up today's episode of...
Ho, 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 ho. This shouldn't be a thing.
We have news coming up next. We will be off, Greg and I, on Thursday and Friday. Dan Schaefer is going to be sliding in on Thursday. And Matt Rothschild will be here on Friday. We will be back on Monday morning. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, and all of our engineers, Soupmeister, and everyone across Civic Media. Without you guys, absolutely nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy over the next few days and you have the chance to share it. Merry, merry, merry Christmas and be safe. And we'll see you next week. Stay here. You're listening to Civic Media Radio Network. Happy holidays, everybody.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as Mr. Zomers and I sit down to bring you a special Christmas holiday show and happy Hanukkah as well. Lots of Christmas music and reflections on the season. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart and brain.
Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Former President Bill Clinton has been released from a Washington hospital where he was admitted with a fever yesterday. ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
His office says the 78-year-old former president was discharged after being hospitalized overnight. The diagnosis? The flu. A spokesman says Clinton and his family are deeply grateful for the exceptional care he received at Georgetown University Hospital.
A veto of a bill by President Biden deprives President-elect Trump of the opportunity to fill 66 new federal judgeships. It stops a federal court expansion. A snowstorm moving from upstate New York to New England leaves 1 to 6 inches of new snow Christmas Eve. Syria's new leader says he and leaders of other Syrian rebel groups have agreed to consolidate. The Moscow City Court has sentenced a U.S. citizen, Evgeny Spector, to 15 years in maximum security penal colony. Spy charges. This is ABC News.
I'm James.